Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Renegade Radio with your host DJ Smellford and International
Call. Hailing all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite Night.
Interface complete.
Sometimes you got to visit the lucky stall number 9. You know what I'm saying? To get that properly done. So today we're talking about proper dieting. Since the new year done popped off up in here, and everybody want to do the new year's resolutions and all that type of shit, I have to go ahead and say it. We're gonna get into talking about the diets then. You know what I'm saying? Oh. And that's what it's all about, yeah. Sorry, people, I'm live from the golden stall. You know what I'm saying? Live from the golden stall.
Boo!
Oh. Sorry about that. Give me one song, and I got to come back in and call right back in. You know what I'm saying? Get this thing started real quick. I get into old new shit right here. It's, the fucking boss watch. How about that? Yeah. Straight loads.
The way she moved, the way she grew, the way she turned, America's next top
with them apple bottom jeans and her strapless top. Still her those shoes on lock, man, she's rocking up the spot. She's high, and she knows she's bad. With that hood swag, like she was raised around the track. But nah, it ain't even like that. She ain't no hood rat, I think she got a little class. Trickin' suckers for a drink every time they come around. Watch your pockets getting empty, not even knowing they some clowns. Chumps, y'all better wake your game up. Like Medusa, she'll seduce you for her own game, bruh. Yeah, girl, she keeps it hood, that's what I want in a girl. She got the 2 o'clock mentality, screaming me a screaming word. She stay acting that girl, driving me crazy. The real spit, I've been feeling her lately.
Get him to send you his MP3s. I thought he did a while ago. Yeah, okay. Yeah, look it up.
That might have just been Jack on his show, but, yeah. I'm pretty sure I had him send him to you months ago in the summertime.
Oh. Okay. Well, yeah, people, we all about, you know what I'm saying, pushing music up on this mother, you know what I'm saying? Oh, Boss Squatch, my bad.
Boss Squatch
the boss. My bad. It's in your music, the WDGE radio at gmail.com, man. We get it on live. Did y'all ain't check this out. Check this out. Bam, that's the new coming soon. Coming soon.
And I saw that. Yay.
I ain't even saying nothing because I don't need nothing to be sprayed around this here. But y'all know what that is, people. If y'all check it out, then y'all know what that is. And then coming up, we're going to be making a huge announcement in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? A huge announcement.
Thanks to Cyanide.
Cyanide. And it's going down. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. People. And today we talk about my health, your health.
They don't even know
Monday.
What you're talking about.
Huh?
They don't even know what you're talking about yet.
Oh yeah, well you know. This is My Health, Your Health Monday presents proper dieting. Since we're starting off the new year, you know what I'm saying? Thought I'd go ahead and get into one of most everybody's resolution. I know at least half of America came up with the plan to proper diet. And, you know, that's what we're going to do today. Give you a couple of tips. Organic tips, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's all natural up on here, people. We all natural, goddammit, all the time. And that's the way you want to be. And so that's what we're going to be looking into. All natural, organic ways to, you know, improve your health. You know what I'm saying? We got Miss Heavenly Angel, you know what I'm saying, who's the expert at that, you know what I'm saying, being that she's brought herself back from a troubling situation, you know what I'm saying? There we go. That's what we're talking about today. That's the gist of the show for My Health, Your Health Monday. When you first started going on your diet, how did you make plans for your diet?
Well, I'll tell you what, I was a junk food junkie, you know. And when I started realizing that the food was taking me down health-wise, and the more I kept eating it, the more I realized I was making myself sick. So I went cold turkey, and it was hard because the MSG alone makes you crave and want to taste that food again. So when I started eating whole foods, it was all bland and didn't taste that great. And I was like, wow, how am I going to do this? But the more I started cooking and making meals, which I do like to do, and, you know, putting flavors in there and making it right, it started tasting all good. Then I made the mistake of going and having a burger at McDonald's. This was maybe a year later after I did it. And it didn't taste the same anymore. It was nasty tasting. I was like, why was I eating this stuff? And you could taste the MSG. You could taste all the stuff that you shouldn't be eating in that burger.
Damn.
So who's the taste for it? Once you start going whole foods and eating right and you notice that you start feeling better, you don't want to go back. But I did make the mistake of trying one. But it also taught me that what I was eating was poisonous for my body, and the MSG was making me crave it, and it don't taste that good.
Man.
So try it out, people. See for yourself.
Yeah, you know. So once you do, you know, that's like getting off of drugs, though. You know what I'm saying? And you start realizing the true effects of what it had on your body. You know what I'm saying? Even from stop smoking weed or alcohol, you know what I'm saying? You feel a whole, you know, different feeling. Now, going cold turkey
for a
lot of people is kind of dangerous, you know what I'm saying? Because if you go cold turkey and you're not, you know, mentally strong to handle that, then there can be an adverse effect, and then come back on you double. You know what I'm saying? And then you go on binges of whatever that particular thing might be. You know,
right.
So just, you know, get your mental mind right when it comes to dieting. If you ain't got your mind right, it ain't no system you talking about getting your physical right. You know what I'm saying? You got to get your mind right first to be able to handle the physical that you about to go through. You know what I'm saying? And cutting off stuff that you was used to having. You know, stop eating certain things and switching up. And then through all of that, you got to get your budget right, because with change, you know what I'm saying? Shit, you got to change. So that means no buying the cheap shit. You know what I'm saying? Therefore, starting to buy at, and it's not even expensive. It's just you're not used to buying those type of products. You know what I'm saying?
If you can't cook, you're rushing to the fast food restaurant, you know, or fast food drive-throughs just to get by on eating, you know. But if you can't cook, you can always stop in Whole Foods stores. They have prepared foods that don't have all that garbage in it. And it doesn't cost that much more than if you went into another store where they prepare food for you to eat. You know, pick up. Not that much more, people. And your health is worth far more than you're paying for a burger. All I can say is that if you can't cook, there are ways to go around it. And you can learn to cook, too. And it doesn't take that much to learn how to cook. But if you don't like to cook, like I said, there are ways around it. You could go into Whole Foods. You can go into places that serve whole foods, not fast food.
Huh.
Don't think just because you go to a restaurant that it don't have MSG in it. Everything has MSG in it. Everything these days. I called many restaurants. I spent 3 years doing research, and I called every kind of restaurant you could think of to find out if they have MSG in it. And boy, let me tell you, they serve it up like if there's no tomorrow.
Yeah.
I want you to come back.
Let's give us a restaurant. We'll give them a call, because I want to see if they have a healthy alternative. Do you all have an organic menu? You know what I'm saying? Because if I want to come in and sit at your restaurant, I think there should be two choices. You know what I'm saying? MSG or MSG free. You should have your choice in any restaurant that you go into. You know what I'm saying? Cater to both crowds. Although they might claim that, you know what I'm saying, well, it costs more to store the organic than it does this preservative field, jacked up hormone field crap. You know what I'm saying?
They got a can of goods. They got a can that they opened up. Come on. You know? You need to have fresh whole foods if you want to feel better. Something in a can ain't going to do it, or through the drive-thru.
Huh.
It's just a lifestyle change. And once you make the change, it's easy. You wonder why you didn't do it sooner. Take the time to care for yourself.
Yeah, very important. All right, let me.
You know that old saying, you are what you eat? If you eating junk food, you junk.
Oh, man, you junk. You're going to be full of junk. You're going to be full of junk, you know what I'm saying?
That don't make you feel good, people.
You know, let's see here. The good old diet. Let's go here. Let's go. We're on WebMD.com. Y'all know that's my favorite place to hang out at. Whenever, you know what I'm saying, I need to try to figure out a health issue. And this is the best place I can tell you to go. You know what I'm saying? From mental health to physical health to everything, you know. They got it for you, you know. It's going down. And we got a bunch of stuff on here about dieting, of course. You know, there's a million ways to diet. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And but it's kind of crazy, because a lot of people don't start dieting until the new year, which is, you know, it's like, why would you wait, you know what I'm saying, just for that one particular time, and then you don't stick to it the rest of the year? You do it for like the first 3 months, and then that's it.
I wouldn't even call it diet.
Try to wait until the next, you know,
New Year
come around again. Like, what the f*** is that? There you go. This is something something there everybody can probably use. Let me see here.
Well, you can wait for a wake-up call like I did when I got breast cancer a few years ago and it came back again. You know, eating right is the answer.
Well, check this out. On the WebMD.com, you got a weight loss evaluator. We're going to go through it, you know what I'm saying, just to see what it's all about and if it can help you. WebMD's personal diet evaluator will assess your weight loss goals and habits, determine your starting point, and consider the lifestyle changes you may face. At the end, you will get the number of calories you need to cut and or burn every day to reach your goal. An easy-to-follow report you can share with your doctor and tips for avoiding your personal diet pitfalls. And I'm going to tell you something. You go to Lifestyle Fitness or any of these goddamn fitness places right now, that's an extra charge. They charge you for that little shit, same shit right there. That personal diet evaluator that they go in and calculate, talk about, oh, this is how your body and all that. They charge you for all that shit. That's included when you sign up for your membership. You know what I'm saying? And every time you come back and you want to, you know, see how your body's doing, that's a service. It's a hidden fee. You know what I'm saying? But it's a fee all the same with all of them. And you're going to do it yourself. All right, so we're going to go, I guess we'll do it about me. We're going to do it about me, and we'll do it over again. Male, 30 to 34. Yeah. 5'11". There we go. And gravity says, this is, I'm reading verbatim. Gravity says I am about 162 pounds. Okay. When I buy pants, my size is 32 inches. I ain't going to speak for nothing else. That's my pants.
When I work out, I'm 'm working on that one right now, okay?
Hopefully that's not a questionnaire. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man.
Eli, man, you might keep it going for a long time to come.
My most important reason for wanting to lose weight is, one, to look better or to feel better, to get healthier, to please someone, to keep my job, or to get insurance. Mine is to feel healthier, you know, to get healthy people, feel better. It actually be both of those. So I guess to feel better. We're going to go to feel better. As an adult, the weight at which I felt most comfortable, I've always been 162 pounds, people. So when I went to the military, I was 152 pounds coming out of high school, and I've been 162 pounds ever since 1999. So there you go.
Well, you're holding it down.
That's what I'm comfortable with.
Just right
so,
for you.
Over, yeah, this not going to apply to me, people. Of course, this they probably go like, what the you doing on here, but you know. Over the past 2 months, I have experienced a weight change of no more than a 5 pound gain or loss, more than a 5 pound gain, or more than a 5 pound loss. No more than a 5 pound gain or loss in the past 10 years. On a typical day, I'm most likely to skip breakfast and then eat a big lunch and a bigger dinner. Snack all day, eating whatever is around. Eat several small meals throughout the day, or have three regular sit-down meals.
Yep. You should eat small meals throughout the day. That's a healthy way to keep your metabolism going.
Yeah, well, see, this is not. Now, all these are different choices that you got to choose, though.
Yeah, but
you know
what I. The best way
so
is to eat, I would say eat three square meals, but eat between healthy snacks in between to keep your metabolism going and burning off the energy.
Right. Well, I do. You know what I'm saying? I drink beer all day, so, hey, you know what I'm saying? Keeps my metabolism going. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Matter of fact, I got to eat right now. Hold on. Oh, yeah. Man, that food tastes good. Sounds like to Budweiser. Yeah.
It is the afternoon.
Yeah, well, hey, this is for you, Goofy. Matter of fact, let me drop this in here for you. This is, you know what I'm saying? My homeboy Goofy Bone is getting sexy for all you ladies out there, you know what I'm saying, for his new videos. And it's going down, you know what I'm saying? And y'all can check out the new featured videos coming soon, people. You know what I'm saying? It's already going down. We already got that in steps. Man, some shit's going to get off the meat rack, man. It's coming up. Coming up, people. That's all I'm telling you. It's coming up. Don't worry about it. It's coming up. Me personally, I skip breakfast. And I don't eat a big lunch or dinner. I pretty much...
you should have a little something in the morning, like even a piece of toast and some juice, you know, something to start your body and metabolism going.
Oh, I do. Be in the morning, be in the afternoon, be in the night. Perfect combination, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
keep your metabolism going.
I said eat, not drink.
Going. Oh, I chew it when I drink it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, chew that. Yeah, good Budweiser. Make sure you chew 32 times,
right.
People. Chew 32 times.
Oh, you're right.
Let me see, what do I do? Let me see, on the average day, let me see. Let me be honest with myself, people. And that is one thing you have to be, honest with thyself. Don't sugarcoat. You know what I'm saying? Sugar's not good for the diet. Let's see here. I pretty much, I think I kind of snack all day, eating kind of what is ever around. That's pretty much me. And if it's still rolling strike, hell no. You ever seen the movie Kingpin? Woody Harrelson.
Oh, yeah, with, I don't know who you're talking about. What's his name? Damn.
Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, Woody Harrelson. Yeah, that's a funny movie.
Yeah, where he did a bowl and his head came off.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous. Oh, my goodness.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
But yeah, Bill Murphy is Bill Murphy, my nigga, though, man. Bill Murphy. He,
yeah, I love him.
He'll feel. Bill Murray. That's his name? Bill Murray.
Yeah, Bill Murray.
Murphy. Yeah, there you go.
Murray.
Let's see. In a typical week, I choose light and lean options. And that is for me all the time. In my refrigerator, when I go and buy the little frozen meals, instead of, I used to get all the little banquets that come with all this other kind of turkey, Salisbury, and all that shit. But then they got Michelinis, which is the same price, you know what I'm saying? But they come with pasta, four cheeses, fettuccine, ziti, all this other kind of good shit. You know what I'm saying? So I switch it up, you know what I'm saying? And I fill the refrigerator up with those. It's a smaller meal. It seems like it's a smaller meal, but it's the same meal. It's the same serving. You know what I'm saying? The other shit just come in a bigger package because they got different compartments. But it's the same. So it's actually, to me, it's a smaller serving size than what you would get with the Michelini meals. So, you know, y'all looking for a little other alternative, there you go. Try to check out a little Michelinis. And it cuts down how much you eat. I don't give a fuck if you sit up there and try to eat 10 of them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, gluttony.
The total amount of calories ain't going to add up. You know what I'm saying? So you can, even if you be gluttonous, you know, some people just be gluttonous. So they eat four of them instead of just eating, you know, one or two of them. You know, they try to eat four of them. You know, cut back. Too much anything, people, still bad for you, no matter how many, you know, how less it is, you know.
Well, I see people that come here from out of state or out of the country, and then they see the meals that we serve.
Yeah.
They can't understand why we have so much on our plate. You know, when you go to a restaurant, it's piled on there.
And we America, bitch. Oh, waste it. Because we don't want it. Not wish, not want, not. Not wish, not want, not. We waste it because we don't want it. Yeah. American way. So, for snacks, I usually hit either the vending machine, fruit bowl, or the cookie jar. I hit, if it's fruit around, my first choice is fruit. You know what I'm saying? My first choice, honestly, is fruit. You know, fruit drink, something. I even go and get, like, Tampico juice.
Yeah.
Tampico is because it's real thick, and it sits on your stomach. So it's juice. You know what I'm saying? And that cuts my hunger pain a lot more than actually eating the meal. You know, and that's really what it's about, people. It's about just defusing that hunger pain, you know? And satisfying the little mental mind state that you got going on. Your mind is just saying, hey, I'm hungry. Your body might not be, because, you know what I'm saying, hell, if you're a fat person, then, you know, how the hell is you hungry? You know what I'm saying? Your body needs to eat off all of that excess weight. But it's just your mind that's just, you know, it's fixed into, always into that routine of 12 o'clock I got to eat. 3 o'clock, I gotta get another meal. 4 o'clock, you see what I'm saying? In this program like that, deprogram people. Everything is all about programming. Deprogram yourself.
Another thing is you need to chew your food, not inhale it.
Inhale it. Yeah, you got people that suck down food. Looking like a cone head. You know what I'm saying? Wow.
My grandmother taught us to chew each bite 20 times. Now I can't do that all the time, but my grandmother did, so she was 97 years old. She passed on at 97. But constantly, to be honest, chew your food 20 times each bite.
Yeah.
He did it all the time.
Makes it easier. It makes it easier on your body to break the food down. People, if you put a whole fucking hamburger.
Not just that, it makes your body be eating more, too.
Right, because it gets to your bloodstream and all other parts of your body quicker. You know what I'm saying? To fuel your body. But if you put a whole hamburger down your body, you got to think about how long that's going to sit into your stomach before it has to break down the bread. Okay, it breaks down the bread, then it's got to break down the lettuce into tomato. Then it gets to the cheese. Then it gets to the burger. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, when you can chew it up, you know what I'm saying? Take a bite, you know what I'm saying? Chew it up. And then those small portions now will evenly get distributed all throughout your body through your bloodstream.
Well, it also makes your saliva, when you chew, saliva secretions come, so it helps to digest the food.
Yeah. Right. Didn't know that. Huh? Message, people. Message. My Health, Your Health Monday, if y'all ain't know. I may regularly get hidden calories from the following. Taking seconds or thirds, alcohol. Guess we can stop there. You know what I'm saying?
No, you did.
Soda and other beverages, sweets, eating while cooking, picking at leftovers while clearing the table, eating while watching TV, stress eating, rewarding myself with food treats. None of the above. Shit, I would have to check off a few of those. Well, you can click multiple answers. Oh, yeah, you can click multiple. Okay. All right, well, I would have to say sometimes I take seconds and thirds, alcohol. I don't do too much sodas. Too much stuff with acid in it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a real big acid soda drinker. More juice.
I put a link in there about your food.
Okay. Not sweets. I don't do the sweets too heavy. Eating while cooking. Now, I'm not a muncher unless it's like seafood. So, nah. Picking at leftovers. Hell nah. Once they're done, bitch, that's it. Eating while watching TV, I do that. I don't see what's the difference in that, but okay.
That's not good. You shouldn't do that, really. You should be focused on your food alone.
Yeah.
Nice conversation doesn't hurt, but you shouldn't be watching TV and be that distracted because you'll eat more.
Wow.
Watch the TV, you'll eat more.
I got to pour one to that one, people.
Read a couple links in there that I wrote about chewing on food.
Yeah, I just clicked on it. And let me click this last one. And I don't do the reward myself with no food treat shits. So I ain't no fucking dog. So I don't know what the hell rewarding yourself with a goddamn food treat is. But yeah, okay.
But That can be good sometimes. Depends on how you're using it.
If a woman around, you know what I'm saying? I got a reward for her. How about that? You know what I'm saying? Oh, well, yeah. As long as we're using them strawberries properly. Yeah. Yeah. Shouts out to M-Funk Media. Okay. Chewing your food completely is more important than you think, people, before we continue on. You know, chewing your food completely is often overlooked part of maintaining a healthy lifestyle. If you are, like most people, you lead such a busy life that mealtime is cut down to a fraction of what it should be. However, you should time yourself when eating, you know. Have you ever timed yourself when eating? How long does it take you to finish a meal? And is it 10 minutes, 20 minutes, or 5 minutes? If you fall into these time frames, chances are you're not chewing your food properly. And we're going to read on a little bit to see what's going on. Most people think that digestion begins in the stomach, and this is not true. I'm already dumbfounded because, digestion actually starts in the mouth. Saliva in your mouth contains enzymes that are important to food digestion. One of the enzymes that your saliva contains is called alpha amylase, A-M-Y-L-A-S-E, amylase. This enzyme is responsible for breaking down the starches that you eat into smaller molecules that the cells in your body can use for energy. When your food is not chewed properly, the alpha amylase in your saliva does not have the opportunity to break down these starches, leaving body cells starved. Bam.
And that's where you get fat, too. Because it ain't
Bam.
Breaking it down.
Because you ain't breaking it down. You just swallow it. But see, that's what I'm saying. I understand that, though. Because that's what I'm saying. That's like swallowing a whole cheeseburger. You know what I'm saying? That is part of the process. Then you actually chewing it and breaking it down, and then it you know? I understand that.
I'm using it properly in the way it was intended to.
Yeah. Another important enzyme in your saliva is lingual lipase, L-I-P-A-S-E. This enzyme is secreted by glands located under the tongue. Lingual lipase starts digesting the fat content found in the food that you eat. People, you need to, we, because I don't know shit about my body, you know what I'm saying, not in that aspect, you know what I'm saying, I know how to take care of my body, and certain things to stay away from, and certain things to eat, and drink, and, you know what I'm saying, but the actual breakdown, the shit that's most important, the shit that you should be taking care of, you know. Why people trying to dry their mouth out and shit and wonder why, you know, you ain't got no saliva and then all your shit's fucked up. Wow. Do you find yourself feeling bloated and gassy after eating? You are not chewing your food properly. When you do not chew your food thoroughly, this will result in incomplete digestion. Large particles of food will pass into the colon and become a breeding ground for bacteria. This can lead to bacterial overgrowth, indigestion, and flatulence. So that's all you, fat, gassy motherfuckers out there. And I've had that. You know what I'm saying? Feeling real bloated and a lot of gas. And that's because, you know, you eat 3, 4 in the morning, you at fucking McDonald's or Burger King or something. And what is your first thing? Your mind is saying, man, I'm hungry as fuck. I got to get all of this shit down now, you know what I'm saying, in order for the alcohol to break, you know, to absorb it and suck it down and process it. That's your mental mind. You know, this is my mind state. I'm gonna be honest with you. This is how I think, you know, 3, 4 in the morning when I used to, when I run. Now it's going to actually change. You know what I'm saying? Because I see that you need to chew your fucking food, people. Take small bites if that's the fucking case. You know what I'm saying? Take smaller bites. And stop trying to just eat the whole thing in 4 bites, which is what a lot of us do. We try to eat the whole goddamn thing in 4 bites. not chewing your food completely will also result in just a portion of the nutrients being released from your food. Properly chewed food is important for a healthy lower GI tract. There is a muscle that sits at the bottom of your stomach. This muscle must relax to enable food to pass from the stomach and into the small intestine. When your food contains large amounts of saliva, this will help the muscle to relax and the food can pass into the small intestine easily. Yes, people, spit on your food. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. Didn't mean to say that. But kiss a wet mouth chick before eating. Oh, yeah. You'll know how the rest of the night going to go.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Share the wealth. No, you're right.
So how many times did you chew a bite of food? It is impossible to give a definitive answer to this question, and there are plenty of variables that will come into play. For example, you would need to chew a piece of meat a lot more than you would need to chew a piece of bread. A good way to tell if your food has been chewed properly is to chew until you can no longer recognize the food by the texture. If you are chewing a carrot and are still able to tell it is a carrot by the texture in your mouth, then you need to chew a lot more before you swallow. Not only does chewing your food completely lead to a healthier lifestyle, it will also bring out the flavor in the foods that you eat. And chewing your food completely will make all of your meals more enjoyable. This comes from InsideArticles.com. Chewing your food completely is more important than you think. Yeah. Shout out to Ms. Heavenlange on that one. And before we get into the other one, let me finish this one up. Let me finish up a test real quick. When I think about how much of my food I eat, I realize that I usually always clear my plate and sometimes someone else's too. Always eat the meat and starch, but often not all the veggies. Do not eat all my meals to save room for dessert. Always split restaurant portions in half to share or to take home for another day, or none of the above. Me, I'm a always clear my plate person. I normally always clear my plate. You know what I'm saying, ladies? Oh! Oh, I've been, yeah.
But you know what? You should just eat until you're full. You shouldn't finish your plate if you're full.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, I'm saying, but no. Well, yeah, because I done ate to the point where I couldn't move from the table for a minute and had to take a deep breath. I'm like, oh, fuck, I shouldn't have did that.
Exactly.
But at my size, people, I can do that. Kiss my ass. Oh. But for some of you all, yeah, don't do that. That's not healthy. And I'll stop doing it myself because bad habits will catch up to you, people. Believe that. Which common item can be used as a guide to determine what a half-cup portion of cooked rice looks like? A baseball? A deck of cards or a light bulb? I'm going to go with a deck of cards.
Okay.
For half a cup portion of cooked rice, looks like. Which one would you go with?
Half cooked portion of rice.
Yeah. Which one would represent a half cup portion of cooked rice?
Oh, well, I guess the card.
The deck of cards or the light bulb. See, I'm thinking of the weight, you know what I'm saying? A half cup of cooked rice, not a half cup of dry rice. If it was dry rice, I probably would have said the baseball.
I would say the deck of cards.
Yeah, because if it was dry, I would have said the baseball. You know what I'm saying? I would have said the baseball. Cooked rice. With weight on it, you know what I'm saying? I'll say the deck of cards. I don't know how the hell it's going to tell if we're right or wrong, but all right. Some prescription medications can cause slow or sudden weight gain. But never stop taking a medication without first talking to your doctor. It comes from Kathleen M. Zellman, MPH, RDLD, the WebMD Director of Nutrition. Do you have any of the following medical conditions? ADHD, and anxiety disorder, arthritis, bipolar disorder, cancer, coronary heart disease, depression, diabetes type 1 or 2, epilepsy, gallbladder disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, hyperthyroidism, hypothyroidism, kidney disease, osteoporosis, Parkinson's disease, sleep apnea, stroke, other, thank you, Lord, none of the above. But if you have any of those, you need to make sure you check accordingly. My ability to be as physically active as I can be is limited by a medical or physical condition, my work schedule, my social calendar, the TV listings, other or none of the above. For me, it's none of the above. I'm always physically active. I'm always on my feet. I'm always walking around. I'm always doing something active. I'm active. So you need to answer that for yourself, though. If it's your fucking social calendar, that's some dumb shit. If it's some fucking TV listings, that's some dumb shit. And if it's around your work schedule, then you need to get your goddamn work schedule down right. Because if your job is stressing your people, your job is what the fuck is going to kill you. So is it better to live without a job? Oh, goddamn it, die from the job and you ain't got one permit. Shit, tighten up. My impressions of the following methods of weight control are over-the-counter pills or shakes, such as Ally or Slim Fast. Me personally, never tried. You have tried and found helpful, or you have tried but did not find helpful. Me personally, never tried. Diet plans. Now, people, this, you can go to webmd.com and do this checklist for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Diet plan, like Jenny Craig or Nutrisystem, never tried. Group program, such as Weight Watchers or TOPS, never tried. Online tools, tried and found helpful. Yeah, such as WebMD.com, you know what I'm saying? Fucking right. Working with a nutritionist or a physician, nope. Bariatric surgery, such as gastric banding, definitely no. But people, yeah, when you go get fucking lipos and all that fake shit, you know what I'm saying? It's better to just lose it. You can lose the weight. You gain the shit. How can you not lose it? That don't make no sense, man. I personally don't believe in those. It's my metabolism. Oh, shit, no. You just need to stop fucking eating. Close your goddamn mouth. Let the fat burn off. You know what I'm saying? When I watched a little health channel, and they had that dude where they cut off 150 pounds of fat off of each fucking leg. Ain't no goddamn way. All right, who the fuck called me? I called me back. There ain't no fucking way, people, you know. I would describe my current activity level as sedentary, lightly active, moderately active, or very active, or extremely active. I am extremely active. You need to put yourself in whatever category. I'm going to stop this for a little quick second because they got a little video on everybody to hear. Here we go. Turn this up for you. You can check it out.
People with certain chronic disease, such as a heart condition, arthritis, diabetes, or high blood pressure, should be evaluated by their doctor before beginning an exercise program. Most people benefit from regular physical activity.
So moving our body, whether it's walking, bicycling, swimming, jogging, playing tennis, these have favorable effects on our blood vessels.
Generally speaking, physical activity can be considered either light, moderate, or strenuous. Classifying the intensity level of any given activity largely depends on how much effort you exert. So, for example, cycling might be either moderate or strenuous, depending on things such as how hard you're pedaling. Rule of thumb, if you're moving at your own pace, call it light. If your heart rate is up, you're sweating but can still talk comfortably, that can be called moderate. And if your breathing is strenuous, your heart rate is up, and you really have to push yourself to continue, that can be called a vigorous or very hard workout. How would you classify your level of physical activity?
Huh. Well, then I wouldn't have to change that. Then I have to say I'm very active. I wouldn't say that I'm marathon running every day. You know what I'm saying? I don't do all that shit. But I'm very active. You know, when I get up, you know, I ride to the store. I'll ride my bicycle to the store instead of using the car. You know, or I'll walk and jump the fence and walk across the street, you know what I'm saying, to get a blunt instead of getting in the car, you know what I'm saying? Or I even walk to Walmart if I need to get some bread sometime. I'll ride the bicycle, you know what I'm saying, instead of jumping in the car, you know what I'm saying? So that's discipline too, people. You got to have some self-discipline. If you don't have the background to where, you know what I'm saying, you had discipline, well, you need to take time to use a diet to reinforce your motherfucking self-discipline and build upon that. You know, yet let the diet be the excuse for it, you know. I'm currently more motivated to lose inches or lose pounds. I don't know where they want me to lose no inches at. You know what I'm saying? Oh,
no, you didn't.
I guess I'll stick on the pounds. You know what I'm saying? You know.
yeah. Like it's
thick, baby. Yeah, we're going to stick on the pounds. In the next 3 months, I want to lose 6 pounds, which is 0.5 pounds a week, 12 pounds, which is 1 pound a week, 18 pounds, which is 1.5 pounds a week, or 24 pounds, which is 2 pounds a week. This is just one little fact. A healthy and realistic goal is to lose 1 to 2 pounds a week to stay healthy. More than 2 pounds a week, and you're most likely losing muscle too. So need to motherfucking make sure, people, you don't want to just go, you know, all out, say, fuck it, I want to lose 100 pounds in a week. Well, that can be detrimental to your health, and your body still needs that weight, you know what I'm saying, to sustain it. So you just can't go and just drop all that shit. And now you got you fucking big bones with a little ass skinny body, you know what I'm saying? Something ain't right. That ain't healthy. So I'm going with the 6. To start getting ready to lose 6 pounds, see if you know the answers to the following questions. Now, if you would have chose either answer, it's going to, you know, it would have said that. To start getting ready to lose 6, 12, you know, it's going to give you a different answer. But all of these questions should be the same. To lose weight, I need to create a calorie deficit by burning more calories than I eat. To lose weight, I need to create a calorie deficit. I'm burning more calories than I eat. That would be true, I would think. You would need to burn more calories than you're actually taking in, you know what I'm saying? No, that is actually backwards, right? You should actually have a high calorie intake in order to be able to... No, it is backwards then. Because calories, sugar is calories. So if you got a high intake of calories, that means you have a high intake of sugars and all the other kind of shit, which would actually make you gain weight. So, yeah, you actually want to burn more calories than you eat. Okay, so that's true. Bam. Yes, people, you do have to fucking study and work for better health. You know what I'm saying? Like a deficit of money in a bank account, a calorie deficit can mean more calories are spent or burned than deposited. Okay. Yeah. Calorie deficit can be achieved by both eating less, cutting calories, and moving more, burning calories. Yeah. And to lose 1 pound, I must burn 3,500 more calories than I eat. That I don't know. I'm going to say false, though, because that seems like a lot of fucking calories. To lose 1 pound in a week, I must create a daily deficit of 500 calories or a weekly deficit of 3,500 calories. I'm going to say false. For me personally, you know, I burn calories, you know, too damn easily. I drink a lot of water. I drink a lot of fluid. Even though it sounds like I drink beer all the time, that just means I might have a beer a day, and then I'm drinking fucking juices and water the rest of the day. You know. So, I might have three beers, you know. But I'm drinking water and juices in between those. Yeah.
Well, yeah. But too much of anything is not good, even water. You can die from drinking too much water, too, as well.
Yeah, people. You can supersaturate yourself. That is an old chemistry term, supersaturation.
I'm not gonna say anything about the beer.
Oh, no. You don't need to speak on that. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you staying out of my business.
Look, yeah, you won't.
You fucking talk to those water drinkers, all right?
Put the beer down.
Hey, woman, I already read you all the healthy effects of beer, so.
Yeah. That would be
up.
One glass a day, not just.
I'm picking the beer up. Well, they ain't say how big the glass was, though. You know all that?
I feel you now. Mm-hmm.
What if it's 8 little glasses, you know?
Oh, I see. I see how you operate.
It was only 4 ounces. See, I got 3 4-ounces. See what I'm saying? So they equal 1 beer. Because it's a 12-ounce can. See what I'm saying? What are they talking about? You know, what level are they talking about? See, that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Right. Do you have a strategy for weight loss? Strategy. Didn't I say something else? Strategy, people. Strategy. There you go. First one is yes, I will eat less but not exercise more. That makes no sense. Yes, I will exercise more but not eat less. Okay. Yes, I will eat less and exercise a little bit more. Yes, I will exercise a lot more and eat a little bit less. Yes, I will have a 50-50 split between exercising more and eating less. Or no, I haven't thought that far ahead. And for me personally, people, yeah, I 50-50 split, you know. I like the 50-50 split, you know, between exercising more and eating less. Because even if you know, too much exercise ain't good for everybody. You know what I'm saying? It depends on your lifestyle, you know, and the lifestyle that you live in. You know, so too much of anything ain't good for you. Do you have a start date for your weight loss? Huh?
No, go ahead.
Oh. Do you have a start date for your weight loss plan? And all these questions, people, are just, you know, you have to be honest with yourself before you go on. If you sit up here just lying on these damn questionnaires, you lying about yourself. Ain't nobody around sitting here taking these tests. Ain't nobody grading these motherfuckers. They ain't going to the president or none of this shit. So if you go on here and you take these checklists and you lie about yourself, then that's why you need to just start right there. That's why you are in the situation that you're in. Because you're lying to yourself. You got to be truthful with yourself. And these questions aren't just questions that, you know, they popped up. You know, these are questions that they've done 100,000 times over, and these are the most general questions that it always comes down to. So if you can answer these, then you'll be on a good start to you know, some positive weight loss. So if you don't have a, you got to have a start date. You got to have a plan. You just can't say, oh, well, January 1st, oh, I want to lose weight. And okay, when are you going to start? When are you going to, you know what I'm saying? You got to make that decision. Yes, I have a start date. I'm doing everything positive,
lifestyle
people.
Lifestyle change.
Yeah. Well,
once you get
over,
going, though, you know, it gets easier and easier, and it just becomes your lifestyle. It's like going into the fast food restaurant.
Yeah,
you know?
You didn't do that before because you couldn't fucking afford it. But now that you can afford it, now it's becoming a life. It became a lifestyle. Back in the days, when, you know, me and my brother was growing up, you know what I'm saying, McDonald's was a super fucking luxury. You talking about eating out.
Yeah,
well, please. McDonald's was once the fuck a week. Soda drinking was, you know, we got one cup of soda for dinner. There wasn't no soda drinking all fucking day long. We got one cup of soda at dinner time. That's all we got. I don't give a fuck if I was at my grandmama's house, my aunt's house, whoever the fuck house. That's how they raised kids. You know what I'm saying? That's how, you know, it was healthy back then. But now we got all these goddamn propaganda ass commercials, and everybody wants to live through their children, which is wrong, because if you live through your children, you actually gonna kill your kids. Because they don't know what the fuck is good or bad. All they see is what the fuck, ooh, a toy, McDonald's. They don't know what the fuck MSG is. You don't either, because apparently you keep bringing them there every fucking night. And, you know, adding to the problem, keeping the madness up. Here we go. Obstacles that may disrupt my efforts to lose weight include, and again, this all comes down to honesty about self. Recently stopped smoking. Recent injury reduced my physical activity, which that is the case for a lot of people. Doctor just put me on a specific diet. Job change or retirement, existing medical condition, my slow metabolism, confusion regarding the daily calorie deficit, other, would you fill in, or none of the above. These are obstacles that may disrupt my efforts to lose weight. And with all of these, none of these apply to me. You know what I'm saying? I smoke. Fucking right. I smoke weed every day. But, that I got the money to afford it, put it that way. And, but, you know, everything is done in balance. You know what I'm saying? I balance it out by drinking a lot of fucking juices and shit. You know what I'm saying? And flushing the shit back out. So I don't allow the carbons and all that shit to build up in me. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of people just let it sit up on them. I flush me every fucking day with plenty of fucking fluids. So, you got to love you, people. You got to love you. If you don't love you, then who the is going to love you? You know what I'm saying? Who the is going to love you? After I lose the excess pounds, my plan to make, and this is very important. This is shit. This is so important. You know? Fuck all the before and the during. It's the after effect, people. The after effect is the motherfucking total wham, bam, doodle, bam. After it's all over with, how are you going to maintain that? Or are you going to go back? See, that's the whole life decision. Am I going to stay at what I am? Am I comfortable at where I'm at? And can I maintain this? And then are you going to maintain it? Now, these ain't even the questions. But this says, after I lose the excess pounds, my plan to maintain my successful weight loss includes continuing to be physically active, continuing to control my portion sizes, participating in a support group, in person or online, weighing myself weekly and adjusting my diet. I'll plan that later or none of the above. And it, honestly, I mean, if you say I'll plan that later, you 92% between progress and you ain't progressing nowhere. You know, you're not being true. You're being too true to yourself. You know what I'm saying? You're actually showing the laziness of you. And that is a good thing. because that you should recognize that you's a lazy motherfucker and you need to tighten the hell up. And by answering these simple ass questions, that ought to bring out the laziness, you know what I'm saying, the true laziness in the person, because people tend to like to honor answer honestly, you know what I'm saying, until they get too far into it and then figure out, oh, fuck, I'm answering honestly, and this is making me look like a fucking fat ass, you know, or a lazy motherfucker. And then they start to try to lie, but then you ain't doing nothing but lying to yourself. You're lying on yourself. Me personally, I believe in continuing to be physically active, continuing to control your portion sizes, participating in a support group. This people is an online support group. This is not a physical support group where we all sit about talking about problems. But if you call 347-237-5125, you know what I'm saying, I talk to you. Miss Heavenly Angel talk to you. We give you some kind of support. You know what I'm saying, to get you through. So therefore, this here is a support group in itself. So yeah, participate in a support group. I'm checking that one. Weighing myself weekly. Me personally, I know my weight. I don't have no problem. But you, if you on a diet, you do need to weigh yourself weekly.
I don't think you should do that. I think it can be discouraging. Inches can show you. I think if you just, you know, use a measuring tape weekly, that should help better than weighing yourself.
Yeah.
You know, because you can gain muscle and not lose weight. You can lose inches.
Right. Yeah, that is true, people.
You know what
I'm saying?
So you can get
discouraged
for weighing yourself. You should measure yourself, not weigh yourself.
Because Arnold Schwarzenegger is 250 pounds, but that motherfucker got a 2% body fat. You know what I'm saying? So that means he ain't got no fat on his goddamn body.
Right.
You know, so that's different than being 250 pounds and having 13% body fat on you.
Right.
It's all in the body fat, too. That's what it comes down to, that body fat. That's what you want to get either. You really just want to get rid of it or control it. You know what I'm saying? Because once you let the body fat control you, then that's what, you know, gives you heavy muscles, fatigue, and everything else. So you want to control the body fat.
It's really your worst enemy, you know, if you think about it. Your body type and weight is different for everybody. You can't go by height and weight. You got to go by how you look, how you feel. Mm. Not by the scale, people.
Nope, I don't want to receive the latest weight and diet news and information from WebMD. But if you would like to do that, there is an option that you can enter your email address and they will send you helpful hints and tips and all that good stuff to help you out straight to your email, so you don't have to keep checking back to WebMD to get the tips. Okay? And, damn, man, I just took the whole evaluation. Okay, we're waiting. We'd like to get your opinion on the topic of weight loss. This survey should take... No, I don't want to take no survey. Sorry. Okay. We're waiting. We're waiting, people. I'm getting evaluated. I'm getting evaluated. Here we go.
Well, a lot of young people think, it'll never happen to me. You know, you keep eating that junk food, it'll catch up with you one day.
Huh.
Eat properly, you'll be doing great in your old age.
You know that. This is my diagnosis. Your desire to lose weight because you are ready to improve your health and body image is a powerful motivator. This will help you to achieve your weight loss goals. Studies show that people who diet and exercise for themselves are more successful at weight loss. Your goal. This is what it's going to do for you, people. You know what I'm saying? This is what it's supposed to do for me. This is what it's supposed to do for you if you take this test and at the end it gives you the results. Over the next 90 days, you would like to lose 6 pounds. In order to lose 1 pound per week, you need to cut in or burn 3,500 calories per week. First, you need to have a pretty accurate idea of a starting point, such as how many calories you currently take in and use. You can do this by keeping a food journal or measuring everything you eat and tracking calories you consume and calories you burn through exercise and normal daily activities, like doing housework or yard work. Or you could you can simply, you know, tell us, well, simply let us tell you, you know, and that's WebMD. They can do the little evaluation test, and they can tell you your status, your starting point. From your responses, we have made several calculations for you. This will give you a clear idea of where you are right now before starting to lose weight. That will give you a much better idea of what your plan should be so you can get to your goal and be a weight loss success. First, is your body mass index, which is your BMI. When you go into any lifestyles, any goals, gym, any gym period, they're going to ask you, they should ask you what your BMI is. If they don't ask you that, you shouldn't know that. And they only ask you that to be the setup question so they can say, hey, well, let me pull out my little handy-dandy test shit, and they're going to fucking test you, your body mass index. That's all they do. But whether you are overweight can be determined by your body mass index, which is calculated from your height and weight. The BMI usually is a good predictor of health and weight status. However, it sometimes overestimates weight problems in people with large frames or muscular physiques. Based on your weight and height, your BMI is 22.6. That is what mine is. Now, at Lifestyle Fitness, Family Fitness, when I went in to just check on one of the memberships, he put me on this goddamn machine where it did every single thing automatically. Shit tested my it did everything. I mean, when I got off of it, it told me everything. I mean, my height, weight, blood, pulse rate. I mean, every single thing, just by me standing on this fucking pad, people. Body mass, every single thing about me, and it made a model of me. You know what I'm saying? So then they show you the model of where you are now, and then they show you the model of you in 3 months, 6 months, and then however long you decide, you know what I'm saying, you want to, or what your goals is. You know, they show you that model of yourself, you know, to get you some influence. Come on, people, stop calling me, goddammit. You know I'm on the fucking radio.
Why, Skip, that diet is a four-letter bad word. I don't think diet should be used in the vocabulary for eating properly.
And that's coming from Ms. Avalanche, people. Got to get that word out of your mouth. Huh? Hey, that's pretty cool. Hey.
Diet.
Get out your mouth. Diet, mouth. Hey, I like that. Second is your resting metabolic rate, or your RMR. Based on your age, gender, height, weight, and waist size, your RMR is 1708. Your body uses that many calories just by living and breathing. It takes energy from calories to run your body's processes such as digestion, manufacturing blood cells, maintaining body temperature, and regenerating skin. You must take in that amount of energy through food every day just to keep your body working. Damn. So I got to take in at least over 1,000 calories a day, and that's my intake. Number three is your RMR plus your activity. You reported that you are very active. That's great, because being active reduces your risk for many health problems such as arthritis, cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. Based on your physical activity level in RMR, your body uses approximately 2,946 calories per day. That means that if you take in 2,946 calories per day, you will stay at your current weight. If your activity level declines, you'll need fewer calories than this amount, or you will gain weight. To lose weight, you will need to decrease your calories or increase your exercise. Be ready to fit in a little fitness anytime by making sure you have these inexpensive exercise gadgets at your home or in your car. Exercise gadgets, little dumbbells and stuff like that. Man, y'all know I'm on the fucking... Damn, stop. I'm going to cut the goddamn phone off. Man, I hate that shit. It sound like they don't hear the fucking message. People, my message says I'm on the goddamn radio. And if you want a motherfucker to talk to me from 12 to motherfucking 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, call the goddamn number. Stop fucking calling my motherfucking cell phone. Okay. Stress. people. Don't let the fucking cell phone stress you.
You can't turn it off, you know.
And you can turn it off, people. Yeah. Turn that bitch off. Number four, your calorie consumption now. Because you report having gained or lost no more than 5 pounds in the last 2 months, your weight is currently stable. Therefore, you probably take in roughly the same amount of calories as your body is using. We estimate that you're getting 2,946 calories per day on an average. To start losing weight, you need to consume fewer calories than your body is using. And for maximum health and weight loss, it's best to eat fewer calories and exercise regularly. Bam. Number five is your readiness to start. Your response shows you're ready to make changes needed to lose weight. That's great. You've thought about what changes you'll make in your eating and exercise habit, and you've identified an initial weight loss. People, let me tell you one thing about this here. This website is great because it just gives you the chance to, it gives you a little motivation. You know what I'm saying? It gives you motivation to, you know, just to see some progress. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't see no progress, then that's the first sign that you're going to get the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? And you ain't going to, you know, try to stay into the diet. So, these are important first steps in a successful weight loss plan. We've outlined other key elements of your plan below. And as you get started, keep in mind that there may be challenging days ahead when you don't follow your plan to the letter. It's okay, but try not to let them derail you completely. If you eat more than you planned one day, increase the amount of physical activity you do to burn the extra calories you consume. And a bonus is developing this skill will also help you maintain your weight loss after you've achieved your goal. Now, this is just for me, people, okay? And then we're going to get into the nutty news. This is strictly just for me. This, unless you're 162 pounds and 32 motherfucking years old and African-American, because all that does play a motherfucking effect. So believe that. My plan, in order for me to meet my three-month weight loss goal, I will need a daily deficit of 233 calories. You say that you want to lose weight by both cutting calories and burning calories. That means you will need to reduce your calorie intake by 116 calories and increase your physical activity enough to burn 117 calories. This is a very good approach for most people and tends to be the best approach for maximum health benefit. To cut calories by reducing food intake, try eating a sandwich made with only one piece of bread or a burger without the top bun. Just doing that will eliminate about 80 calories. Having a two-egg omelet instead of a standard three-egg omelet saves you 70 calories. And drinking water instead of a 16-ounce soda cuts 200 calories. Always put about 2 tablespoons of maple syrup on your waffles or pancakes and top them with fresh berries instead and save nearly 100 calories. Replace ground beef with lean ground turkey in your meatloaf or chili and save 45 calories per ounce serving. And switch from chocolate ice cream to chocolate frozen yogurt and trim 50 calories. Let me tell you one thing in my household. I only eat turkey. I eat turkey bologna, turkey sausage, anything's made of turkey. My mama hates it, but fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I don't do none of that byproduct shit. You know, the byproduct shit is pork, pig knuckles, pig ass, balls, and all that. You know, fuck around on all that. So, it's turkey, people. You know what I'm saying? Or you can go 100% beef with me personally. I like the taste of turkey. It still tastes like bologna versus the thick cut of beef. And there you go. So, I do eat a lot of turkey. So, when you ask me kind of what I eat in the morning, sometimes I get up in the morning and I'll actually make, you know, 2 turkey bologna sandwiches with cheese and mustard and some motherfucking hot sauce. Bam. There you go. You got to have hot sauce, people. You know what I'm saying?
But that's processed food. You shouldn't have processed food. It has stuff in there that is not healthy for you.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, you know, well, yeah, because bologna is processed, people. It had to go through a motherfucking process. You know what I'm saying? Let me bring a couple of people real quick. I'm ranting and raving.
Timmy!
Let's bring everybody up in. 813-506, party time in Straight Low Rockles. Mr. Goofy, boat.
Well, happy
everybody's
day,
up in the building.
Everybody. Happy day. Happy day.
Happy Monday, people.
Day.
Ooh, is that Heavenly Angel? Man, yeah. My shit is
what's
that?
What's that?
What's that?
What's that?
I'm freezing my balls off in Cali.
Damn, nigga.
It's currently 41 degrees Fahrenheit with a 0 mph wind speed. Sun rises at 7:22 a.m. with a sunset at 5:09 p.m. Your low for tonight will be 39 degrees, and you guys will be freezing your balls off. That is San Jose, California. That's the weather. Oh. My bad. Let's see what Seattle's up to. This is your weather report, people. We'll give you a local weather report. Excuse me one moment. As we update you on the local weather. This is 36 degrees in Seattle. You have a wind speed of 3 mph. Sunrise at 7:54 a.m. Sunset is at 4:37 p.m. You have a low of 28 degrees. God damn, that's cold. You might want to get you a big girl and cuddle up.
Hey,
right.
Heavenly Angel.
Yeah?
This UFO picture?
Yeah.
I seen a UFO that looks like the one in the third where just a light beam like that. I seen one like that one time in a clear sky. It was just a light beam like that. Without the volcano.
I believe it.
I seen it.
I hear you.
I would like to meet a UFO alien person. I don't know. They call them grays. They call them like greens and all this. I don't know. They call them different things.
Right.
Welcome back.
Oh.
You're pretty good. Not.
Oh,
yeah, I just posted a picture on Facebook. He's talking about
the grays, people. Grays. Anybody on this phone? Let me first of all, 813. Who's the 506? Who that be? Somebody don't know their phone number. 813 with a 506 area code.
That's me. That's I don't know my phone number, man. I don't even call my girl.
Oh Lord, people, this is the Cuba connection right here. You know what I'm saying, Mr. Ott? Let me first of all. Excuse me, Peter. I have to welcome him to the show. Excuse me. Let me beam him up.
Who's that?
He was beam up.
I gotta bring my homie Odd up in this motherfucker.
Hey, 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 hey! Pow, pow!
There you go. Welcome, mi amigo, mi amiga. Or something like that.
God, is that for me?
That's for both of y'all.
Oh.
There you go.
Where's the dancing horse to go with that? You ever seen horses that dance, Smelly?
No.
Oh, y'all need to go to Mexico.
Right.
Yeah,
horses that dance.
Cuba didn't know there's some horses, but when you call them.
You said horses that dance.
They dance, man. Look them up on YouTube, man. Y'all don't believe me.
Man, I've seen fucking goats passing out. I've seen fucking all, man. I'm fucking seeing it all, man.
I gotta look up that shit again.
I done fucking seen it all. Yeah, somebody find that goat shit, man. That shit, that was too funny, man. Hey, all right, you ever seen a goat passing out? Passed out goats?
Yeah.
Hell no. I mean, like, live in person, like.
Yeah, twice. I've seen that shit twice. I didn't believe it the first time, and then the second time it happened.
What?
Yeah. Because my auntie got a lot of goats, you know. So I know about that.
So, I mean, what the fuck is wrong with them? Are they born like that, or what the fuck happens to them? Is that a special breed of goat or something, or what the fuck?
No. There's some that just born like that. Not too many. Not too many of them.
That's the most people. If y'all ain't never seen fucking fallen goat, the fucking passed out goat, man, y'all need to look on that. Fainting goat. There you go. Fucking fainting goat. Man, them sons of bitches. That's the funniest shit. Besides
like
midget tossing. You know. It ain't funnier than midget tossing, but it's still funny. It's like right underneath midget tossing. You know what I'm saying? But midget tossing is still on top. But
Who's all on here?
Oh, you got Goofy Bone, DJ Party Time, and Mr. Odd. You got Tampa Florida and
yeah. Odd. Odd. I don't know
who
that is.
You got to say it like that. I ain't no other way to say it. Odd.
They from Cuba.
All right. There you go.
Hey, what's midget
time?
Huh?
High party time.
Midget tossing. You ain't never seen midget tossing? Oh, man, that's a great American pastime.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. There ain't nothing better than tossing midget, man.
Yeah.
Oh, let me find midget tossing. I gotta find midget tossing for y'all. Y'all know nothing about midget tossing? What the hell y'all been there for the past midget years? Midget tossing. Here we go, people. Y'all hold on, man. Yeah, dwarf tossing. It's called dwarf tossing.
It's called dwarf tossing? Come on,
man. Y'all think I'm bullshit.
Look at the link of the chat room.
Y'all think I'm bullshit. Where my YouTube at? I got the YouTube. Boy, bitch. Midget tossing. I used to be a midget tosser back in the day, you know what I'm saying? I used to toss midgets. It was for sport. There you go. All the college fraternities do it, man. I call it, you know, the little people sport. Something like that.
The only way you can do
that
midget toss is when you get on your knees.
Oh, where's the girl at? Oh, my bad.
Give me a break. That is terrible.
What's that? The midget toss?
You don't choose midget toss? Give me a break.
Check it out. Hold on. Oh, there you go. Check that one out. That's a lot of the business, man. They're not funny. The fainting goat's funny, but it ain't funny than midget tossing, man.
That is ridiculous. Come on.
No, wait. This is too funny. The gays versus the midgets basketball.
No way.
Oh, man, that's got to be funny. The title just, yeah.
Oh,
that
man.
Does it for you. You know what I'm saying? Midgets versus the gays.
Real?
Well, not no versus body. Let's find out. A gay gas basketball team battling a team of midgets in Philippine fiesta. man, that's fucked up. A bunch of gay Filipinos. Fucking battling midgets. Damn. Well, what was the world coming
to? I'm bored, I got to tell you.
And this here... Oh, man, they got midget cheerleaders. Oh, no,
midget
these damn women.
Midget cheerleaders?
These damn women. These women against some midget men. These ain't no gay dudes. These damn women.
Well, maybe they're dressed up like women.
And the little midgets balling on them. Oh, they must be little gay midgets.
Oh,
they gay midgets.
Damn, I.
Damn. You almost a gay midget. What kind of shit is that? How are you a gay midget?
Hey, who's a gay midget?
That's what they showing. They showing the gay midgets. It's the women against the Filipino gay midgets. They got their little dance and everything. They doing a two step. Well, I guess it's a half step.
You said how long
I want to see a midget in the group? The midget people do the two step, or they do the one
step. That's what I
see. Oh, goodness.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, people. Sorry.
This is what you do when you're bored.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
You got to love that, people. All right, people. Look, if you need any more helpful dieting tips, go to webmd.com. Get you some dieting tips. Chew your food properly. You know what I'm saying? That's very, very vital to your health, people. Chew your goddamn food.
Drink it down, baby.
Because it always goes in smooth. You know what I'm saying? All right. Well, you guys don't know what time it is.
I know what time it is, baby. Time to get ready.
Oh, I got my thong on. I got my thong on. Oh.
I'm
bad.
Mail, motherfucker.
All righty then. I guess we got some mail, people.
I'm not logged on.
Mail.
Oh, tell me. Because I was on the computer, I can see that I can't even see.
It's whenever everything is right.
I have to get my name
on TV. You haven't had your after work social sports team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh,
it's all on.
You lean in and whisper something.
Oh, that's all we were playing last night. Like,
I might go to bed now. I've got work in the morning.
No, I forgot. I told you, Slim. Oh, that's trying to have that milkshake up there.
Time for the motherfucking nutty news, people. For all your wild, weird, and crazy and off-the-wall news from around the world.
Muted on the line.
And I mean the world.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
You know what's so
funny? Can you dig it?
You know, my mama be saying that now. That shit sounds so funny, boy.
You talking to people from around the world. And I mean the world.
Shout out to Miles, man.
I said, man, you sound like the motherfuckers on the radio show. God damn.
Oh, man.
That shit does too funny, man. All right, people, check this out, man. I got some good shit for you for the nutty news. That means real fucking nutty news this time. All right, I don't mean that goddamn fake shit. I mean goddamn nutty news out this fucking world. And if you ain't ready for it, you better goddamn get ready for it.
Who hey, did my homeboy Ted Williams make the nutty news?
Who?
Ted Williams. You know, the homeless guy with the golden voice.
That lost his voice.
The homeless guy with the golden voice.
You talking about Jamie Foxx?
I'm talking about...
Oh.
Ted Williams.
Not that. I thought you were talking about the movie The Soloist or something. Yeah, I ain't know.
No. I'm talking about this is a real homeless guy, and he's got like a radio voice, and now he's all famous and shit. You ever heard about him?
I'm the homeless guy. Yeah.
Yeah, I like another Tyler Perry story.
I heard of him.
Why the fuck are y'all digging in the trash? Goddamn, that's what I'm wondering about. What the fuck are you doing in the trash looking for goddamn radio personality?
You gotta watch this story, man. This story's insane. Great.
Oh, okay. Well, not bad. Well, listen to my story. Goddamn it. Check this out. We in motherfucking China. Anybody ever been to China?
I have not.
Don't bring you. They say they got a warning sign when you get off the plane. No dogs or cats. Oh, my bad. I'm just playing.
Oh, wow.
I'm just playing.
Yeah, but
they do say hold on to them. Yeah, they do say make sure your dogs or cats are on a leash. Any stray cats will be confiscated and refried. That's that new 2011 meal, refried cat. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't talking about the Cuba cat. Oh.
You're welcome.
Yeah, in China, man sprouts a 3-inch horn. And he's not the Antichrist. Right. He's just a reverse unicorn. Huang Wanfeng, 84 years old, of Xi'an, China, is the latest person to report an unusual growth protruding from the head. His horn began growing 2 years ago and has reached a length of 3 inches. When it began as a small bump, Huang said he tried picking at it and even filing it, but the horn persevered and kept growing.
My God.
What in the fuck is going on, people?
That's gotta
this
hurt.
This motherfucker look like an old ass unicorn. He's just backwards. Yeah, man, if y'all want to know what a gray unicorn look like, goddamn it, I'll drop the link.
Hey.
Damn. That's fucked up. I guess he ain't smoking weed, apparently. 400 people volunteer for a one-way mission to Mars. Anybody want a total recall?
Yeah,
I want to go. I want to go.
Yeah.
That's the question.
Right. An interplanetary trip to Mars could take as little as 10 months, but returning would be virtually impossible. Making
I got a wedding to go to. You know what I'm talking about? You got to come get
one wish.
Making the voyage a form of self-imposed exile from Earth, unlike anything else in human history. What would inspire someone to volunteer? A special edition of the Journal of Cosmology details exactly how a privately funded one-way mission to Mars could depart as soon as 20 years from now, and it prompted more than 400 readers to volunteer as colonists. Yeah, y'all be the first 400 stupid motherfuckers to go up there and die. Bitch can't even grow a tomato in their backyard. What the fuck you gonna do in space? You know what the fuck you gonna do over there?
All the snitches on Mars, so you know they could be safe at least. You know what I'm saying?
That should be a punishment. Snitch and get your ass sent straight to Mars.
Get your ass to Mars. You all want to come back?
Pedophiles, you're going to Uranus.
Uranus.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad.
That's the way you do it.
Sorry, people. That could have been a gay joke, too. But, oh, I didn't want to go there. You know what I'm saying?
Ouch.
I don't want to go there.
Uranus.
Oh, yeah. Where the gays go for this space trip? Uranus.
Too much.
I got a million of those people. I got a million of those. Speaking of gays, over in Brazil, protests over gay-only toilets at schools.
What, they're all toilets now?
Yeah, man, what the fuck? Y'all shit painted pink and our shit got to stay flat gray? What the fuck is that? It's a bullshit. This is a bullshit. As Brazil geared up for its annual carnival festivities, a dispute broke out over toilets for the exclusive use of gays and transvestites. In Samba schools readying for the event, protesters claim the recent designation resembles the forced separation of blacks and whites in the past, but defenders of the segregated conveniences argue they provide a safe area for gays and transvestites. What where the fuck is my safe area at? I'm worrying about some confused ass motherfucker who don't know he want to be gay, a man, or he just say, fuck it, I want to be both of them at the same time. Shit. Man. I'll tell you what. So I can share my experience. Here you go.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
All I can say about that is,
You sound soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Gay.
Tell you people, it's not even fucking a gay-only toilet or something. Over here in Illinois, men not allowed at ladies' underwear exhibit. Why would you have y'all faggot asses there anyway?
Well, you know what? I'll tell you right now, if you buy some women some underwear and shit, underwear makes women look good sometimes. And they love you
sometimes.
Oh, okay, okay. I'm thinking not participate in the goddamn exhibit. Because, you know, these faggot ass things nowadays.
I'm trying to be walking around no woman's drawers and shit like that.
Trying to drag it up and
come
shit.
Out the side. It looks like I got two legs in one and one on the other. I'm trying to
drag it up and shit.
No. I can't hide this shit. So it's funny, like,
girdle, corset. Uh-huh.
Huh? Seen this kid before? Check him out. I just posted in YouTube. I mean, YouTube video. Have you seen this midget kid before?
Oh yeah, I've seen that shit. Girl, stop giving him goddamn hits.
I've seen him with 50 cents though. 50 cents really is in there singing with him.
Who? Me? What are you talking about?
This big, he's talking about this big head, the big head.
Eden Cowhill, who is a midget who does all those lip syncing songs on YouTube, and he's. And
tell that kid to clean his dirty ass room.
Dang it, man, the whole fucking video.
Watch the whole video.
Huh?
Watch the whole video, it's good.
No, it's stupid. Who is that guy, though?
50 Cent is coming out of the closet there.
No, but I'm saying
who
the that was
fuck is the big-headed midget, though? And why the fuck?
The midget guy.
He's a kid that's been on YouTube. He's 16 years old, and he's been doing these lip-syncing videos of hip-hop, and he's become pretty famous with it. And so
people join
him on one of his songs.
All right.
Doesn't clean his dirty-ass ring.
He's a teenager, man. Give him a break.
You bring 50 cents into your room like that. You got 50 cents into your room, and you ain't even got a 50 cent poster on your goddamn wall. What kind of shit is that?
What is that, the Michael Jackson shit coming out the closet?
Very blonde.
Illinois, this kind of sucks, though. This article sucks, man. Fuck it, because the article sucks. Girdles, corsets, and boob-combining brasseries are the topic of discussion at a Lake Villa District Library event. Oh, yeah, I want to go and read those books. You know what I'm saying? With one firm rule, no men allowed.
Watch it.
Yeah.
What happened?
Ellie Carlson, an expert on historical clothing who has curated numerous museum exhibitions, likes to make sure that women of a certain age feel comfortable enough to talk and ask questions during the presentation called Unmentionables, the Rise and Fall of Ladies' Underwear.
The rise and the fall of the ladies' underwear.
I mean, what the hell is that?
Did he copy my CD?
Is that a sexual joke or something, y'all saying? Bitch, yeah, you're supposed to pull your pants up, and when it's time to get busy, they're supposed to fall. What
else do you need to know? All of the Mexican psycho.
What else you need to know? You know what I'm saying? You teaching young kids that? Yeah, your panties rise and then they fall. Oh.
It's recording.
Yeah, they ain't recording. All right. Unhappy about the strip club, airport to protest liquor license. This is in Texas. Shouts out to Baby Powder Fresh J. We over here in Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. Plans to file a protest with the state liquor regulators over a request for a mixed beverage license for an upscale strip club scheduled to open this month near the airport's south entrance. Houston-based Rix's Cabaret built the club along Airport Freeway, Texas 183, but the board members said they were concerned that one of the first things visitors to North Texas will see is Rix's Cabaret. So what? So what? When you enter Las Vegas, what's the first thing you see? Strip club as a strip club as a strip club. I mean, what? Shit, what? What you want to see when you pull into Texas? What would you like to see? What is something that you just would think you would see when you pull into Texas? Thick country chicks all around playing with each other. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, sorry, people. That was my virtual trip I took to Texas. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Over here in New York. See them who? Them bulls.
Bulls. The cows.
I bet you do. You know what I'm saying?
Tears, baby, you know?
You want to see them cock and bulls, huh? Oh, yeah. All right. Cock and bulls, baby. Cock and bulls, you know. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
In New York, man's is Avery Ruffles, local, what the fuck? Local fat, what the fuck is that? New York City man says, A New York City man has made his home into a bird sanctuary. In gratitude for being spared in Vietnam, but his neighbors are not thankful. Manny Lupadier, 65, said a bird kept him from getting shot while he was in the Air Force during the Vietnam War. My job was to pick up wounded soldiers, he said. I was picking up a soldier when I heard a bird whistling in the tree. I looked up, and when I did, that a bullet went by my head. The bird saved my life. Damn. Yeah, well, bitch, you in America, motherfucker. You better figure out. That shit don't motherfucker me. Hell, we ain't even got memorials for our own goddamn troops. You think we give a fuck about some birds? Shit. Man, please. Motherfuckers. Niggas don't even get Veterans Day around this motherfucker. You think we give a fuck about some birds, man? Get the fuck out of here. Get your ass out of here with them goddamn birds. Shit. Sorry, because I can imagine being his neighbor. And people, if you hear the sound of birds and the smell of bird shit and slipped in the bird shit as you walked outside your motherfucking door or seen bird shit all over your car, that ain't cool. That shit ain't cool, you know? It's a shitty situation. Over here, guess where we at, people? Yeah! We in goddamn Florida. Show you how we do. You know goddamn well we in Florida, people. Shit, we got to keep it raw. I don't mean keep it raw. Yeah, we keep it raw. Well, we keep it raw. The honey buns in prison are substituting for currency.
Oh, I bet they are. Them honey buns.
How y'all going to take the racks and use the motherfucking racks for racks?
Honey bullshit,
though. Yeah, we use them for racks. God damn it, that's called racks.
I'll take honey buns any day over money, sure.
Well, the honey buns interlock up the same way anyone else does. Bound, escorted through halls and sally ports, and secluded in small boxes, solely opened from the outside. From there, the honey buns languish for days, maybe longer, until they're gone. inmates in the Florida prison system buy 270,000 honey buns a month. Across the state, they sell more than tobacco envelopes and cans of Coke. Well, duh, bitch, I'm locked up. What the fuck, you know what I'm saying? Like, you want, who wants to suck down soda all day when you can suck down honey buns? You can trade honey buns for racks of cookies. You can trade honey buns for cigarettes. Trade honey buns for toilet paper. Trade honey buns for good razors. Trade honey buns for real underwear. Shit.
honey buns
are powerful.
Who needs underwear
people.
When you got honey buns, baby?
I'm telling you.
Hey. You got buns all the time.
Honey
bend over, honey. I got
weed.
Something for you. I got something
weed.
For them honey buns.
Honey buns, I tell you.
Mm-hmm. Not like some honey buns in prison.
Oh, yeah. Honey on them buns, baby. Honey on them buns. Oh, no. Sorry. I forgot we was on the radio. My bad. Hey, call me later.
Yeah, I bet you want some honey buns, baby.
We over in India, where a woman clubs a partner and then dumps the body in a septic tank. Well, I mean, where else are you going to put it at when the bowels drop out? Oh, man. Sorry, people. Didn't catch that one, did you? On the grisly scale, this crime of passion is sure to shock. A two divorced boutique owner and mother of three clobbered her living partner, 6 years her junior, to death after he objected to her relations with another man. He picked up a cricket stump and hit him repeatedly on the head. She then contacted her brothers, Shaquille and Shahid, to dispose of the body. Damn.
Here we go.
This is in India, people. This is not in America. This is an idiot. Yeah, here we go.
Sheep lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
But you got to know the first thought on her mind when she picked up that cricket. You know?
It is a good day to die.
Oh, shit. My bad. My bad. That was careless of me. My bad. For the victim. My bad. Oh, man. It gets nuttier, people. It just gets too nutty. You know what I'm saying? I feel this. You know what I'm saying? This is for all you stupid motherfuckers out there getting married anyway, goddammit. Over in downtown Chicago, man wants a $45,000 engagement ring back.
What?
And who the fuck wouldn't? Bitch, I ain't wishing. Let me get my shit back. Or give me your finger. How about that then?
With the ring.
Either the one. Yeah. No, you keep the ring and give me your finger. Because, bitch, as long as you can't put another ring on that motherfucker, I'm satisfied. Take that, bitch. Shoot a bird that way. Flick that off. The bitch got three fingers now. Looking like Coca-Nagra and shit. Looking like the old lady on Coca-Nagra.
Timmy!
Fucked up, y'all old motherfuckers. Oh, fucking Cloak and Dagger. That was a good movie, though. The man sued for nearly $100,000 in wedding expenses is now suing his ex-bride for the return of a $45,500 ring. Vito Salerno said that he wants his 3-carat engagement ring back and said the decision to cancel his marriage to Dominique But a titty, some big dumbass name, was mutual. But a titty, I'm not making this one up. B-U-T-T-I-T-T-A. What is that? But a titter? But a titter. Anything with butt in it. You know what I'm saying? That's funny. Citing breach of contract, sued Salerno for almost $100,000 after the wedding was canceled. The wedding was called off after details of a bachelor party were revealed. Somebody was sucking dick at the bachelorette party. Yeah.
Wasn't her.
Oh, she might have, yeah, somebody was fucking. Put it that way. Somebody was fucking. Yeah. Oh, well. Over in Brazil, brothers are charged with burying father alive. What the fuck is y'all doing in Brazil, man? Ain't that where all the big booty chicks would make the best porno flicks in the world come from? I mean, what
dynamic,
the fuck is going on?
The dynamic phase.
You know? Two brothers were charged with killing their father, a local Afro-Brazilian religious leader, by knocking him out with sleeping pills and then burying him alive. I think they were doing some voodoo shit. Antoine Valente Filho, chief of police of Timon in Maranhão State, told the TV website that the brothers, ages 18 and 21, confessed this week to planning the murder. They told the police their father was a violent man who drank too much and didn't accept their homosexuality.
Oh, I don't hear that shit.
Bitch, ain't nobody gonna accept that gay ass shit. You butt packing ass motherfuckers. Nasty sons of.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four flushing, low life, snake licking, dirt eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood sucking, dog kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat ass, bug eyed, stiff legged, spotty lipped, worm headed sack of monkey shit.
Lying, piece of sack of shit. Slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
Tell you people, you know, sometimes you just gotta tell you.
Fuck him! He's an asshole!
Oh, fuck them. They're some assholes. Now, anyways, over in Maine, a woman stabbed husband. Because he drives me nuts. It's like Florida. Oh, my bad. Local woman told police that she stabbed her husband because I can't stand him and he drives me nuts. Cynthia Dorian, 57, of Bangor, was charged with aggravated assault, assault with a dangerous weapon, and domestic violence assault after she allegedly stabbed her husband in the back with a knife in the couple's kitchen. The attack appeared to be unprovoked. God damn. All right, all right. You better watch your back.
Yeah.
Oh, man, these. Shit. Better watch your back. Yeah. In New York, woman staple man's his forehead in domestic dispute. The police department, man, responded to a domestic dispute on 4th Street. Upon arrival, officers found a man victim with staples in his forehead. The investigation revealed that the victim's girlfriend, Jody Gilbert, struck him in the forehead with a Stanley Hammer Tacker, which is a carpenter stapler. Several times during their dispute. Damn. Shit, I'm banging a little, you know, a little office stapler. No. That's that big boy shit that hold the carpet down. Damn. Oh, man. Over in Virginia, for all my Californian drinkers out there, yeah. Guess what Four Loko is, y'all? Is to become ethanol. God damn. A Virginia company said it is recycling the alcohol from leftover stores of banned beverage Four Loko to make ethanol. MX1 Enterprises of Richmond said the Four Loko, which was made by Fusion Projects of Chicago, it was recently banned in several states because of its combination of high alcohol and caffeine levels, would be recycled. And that shit is that strong, y'all, to where you can make gas out of it. God damn. All right, well, last but not least, you got Nevada. Girls are arrested for attack of teacher day. This is Facebook going wild. I need to make me a damn DVD of that. Facebook going wild, wild, wild. 6 girls have been arrested after students were invited on a Facebook page to take part in attack a teacher day at 2 middle schools. One girl was accused of inviting about 100 students on a social networking website to participate in the event. And the other 5 were accused of responding with online threats against specific teachers, and the girls were booked at juvenile hall. You gotta love our youths. Gotta love our youths. That's what the Italians say. Gotta love them youths.
Can we have a moment of silence for that man that was buried alive and is now dead?
He ain't dead.
The man that was buried alive?
Yeah, he ain't dead. They dug his ass up.
What? I thought he died.
No, they put him to sleep and then they buried him alive. And then they find out, you know what I'm saying, that they confessed to it and shit and dug his ass up.
Oh,
I believe so. I'm lying like a motherfucker. Like, I just don't want to go back to this shit. You know what I mean? Oh, no.
Okay.
No, my bad. My bad.
Oh, hell no.
Ah, man. All right, let's see. All right, shit. God damn it. Okay, yeah, the victim died underground of asphyxiation. God damn it, shit. Fucking man. All right, god damn it. Fucking hell.
Yeah, I bet he feels the same way.
Fucking heavenly angel. Shit. There, you happy?
No. Now what?
I'm going to Easy Rider, man, because I believe he's behind this. Shouts out to Biz66.com, who I believe is behind this next incident. Women at a local tanning salon in Pennsylvania say they were filmed naked.
Yeah.
I wonder who would not do that. Yeah.
None of you guys.
Yeah, you know me.
Yeah.
You know.
Photo
prime.
Yeah, you were.
I didn't know those cameras was on.
Yeah, you didn't.
Those are after-hours security cameras. You know what I'm saying? Those are after-hours security cams, you know. Yeah. We had people breaking in, taking tans after the office was closed. Only in the women's department, though. So, yeah, we have to install those cams.
Lingerie, right?
2 women claimed they were surreptitiously photographed naked at a tanning salon, and their nude photos posted on numerous pornographic websites, which they were probably members of. Oh, my bad, because how did they know about it? Yeah. The women sued Sunkissed Tanning and Spa and its owner in Westmoreland County Court during the month on July 20, 2010. Plaintiff discovered that the video of her disrobing on defendant's premises without her knowledge and consent was placed in or uploaded onto numerous pornographic websites without her getting a cut.
Yeah, yeah, how did she find that? How did she find out?
That it was on. Come on, people. Alright, I'll buy that for $1. You were just slowly unrobing seductively. Right. I don't buy that for $1. You didn't see the cam. Yeah.
But
over
the cam
here in Connecticut. Huh?
But the camel's there first.
It happens.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what she thought the big smile you on camera meant when you walked into the goddamn place. Shit. That's the legalities right there. We told you it was on camera. We just didn't say where the cameras was at. Yeah, no. Yeah, no. In Connecticut, a wheelchair user cruises a long highway. How the fuck fast is the goddamn wheelchair going? For you to be on the highway. Damn. But I don't know. Hey, you know, your boy that be coming up to the bar, I don't know what the dude's name is. But this dude got a wheelchair. I mean, that bitch look like it do like 0 to 60 in like 5 seconds. He hit that bitch and grandma would take off. His little leg dangling and shit, y'all. Motherfucker, all ass, man. That shit look funny as hell. Oh, man. The older man cruising along I-95 in Connecticut could have been just another traveler, except that he was in an electric wheelchair in the broke down lane. While cars and trucks barrel along a few yards away, Connecticut State Police say their troopers didn't encounter the intrepid traveler, but surely would have warned him about what vehicles are and aren't allowed on the highway. Oh, he got away with it. Man, I know that was some funny shit to see.
What are you doing, about
40
in the emergency lane?
You know what I'm saying? In a wheelchair. Just, you know, he hitting bumps and shit, his head dangling and shit, legs shaking and shit.
Let it all hang out, baby.
Ah, man, that's too funny, man. Scenes, people, it's just the scenes. Oh, man. We're not going to end this in Florida, but this is one in Florida. Woman is charged with robbing dead boyfriend.
What's that?
But he was dead.
Wow, man. Really?
He needed no more.
A Florida woman told police she is so scatterbrained, she accidentally stuck an extra zero on a check for $100 written on her dead boyfriend's account.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Teresa Leaney McDonald's, apparently not associated with McDonald's, because. Explanation did not wash. She faces a series of charges, including grand theft. McDonald, 49, said after her boyfriend died in February, she had to raid his account to pay for the funeral, outstanding bills, real estate taxes, and to get her car repaired. All of that. And then the car repair. Yeah. You might
hey,
want to leave
important.
That one out. Yeah, you might have wanted to leave that one out. God damn it, we still in Florida. Shit. Argument over $3 leads to the shooting. That's how we do it over here, though. Floridians will rob your ass for $2 and a biscuit. Bitch, let me get them fucking airs that you bought out the stove for $5 and shit. Because they look like real nice. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. Let me get them. Police in Florida said a pizza driver fired shots into a Pizza Hut restaurant after an argument with his brother, who was also a delivery driver, over $3 goddamn. Stop calling my phone, JJ. The Osceola County Sheriff's Office said Christopher Ortolani, 29, announced during the argument with his brother, Derek, he was going to retrieve his gun from his car and bring it into the restaurant and shoot him. Over $3 goddamn.
That's a fool for you.
That's less than a gallon of gas.
Yeah, you know, I'm not giving any awards because we're in the after hour. I'm trying to keep this moving, people. Over here in Minnesota, and this is why you got to be careful what you say out loud, people. UFC fighter calls out Obama and gets visit from Secret Service. Yeah. People, what you say publicly can have some repercussions. You might want to watch that. Yeah. UFC lightweight Jacob Volkman, following his UFC 125 win over Antonio McKee, declared that he wanted to fight President Barack Obama for his next fight. Yeah. His words got him a visit from the Secret Service. Volkman, who was based out of Minnesota, told MMA Fighting after his win over McKee that he wanted to face Obama because he disagreed with many of his policies. And, yeah.
He's gone soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Fight these, nigga. I would see if I was Obama, I'd be calling people on the phone. Fight these, nigga. Fuck you mean fight me for? Fuck you wanna fight me for? I'm sending somebody to fight you though. Fight that at the door. Bang! That doorbell to be ringing with a security guard with gloves on. Ready to beat his motherfucking ass. I'm the president, bitch. Fucking me. Shit. Sorry. Sorry. That's where you supposed to handle things when you're the president, though. Shit. This is nasty. In New York, pack of dogs attack a man. They were eating the guy. They're going to outlaw these damn Rottweilers, I'm telling you. When Maureen Martin looked out from her second floor apartment, she saw a pack of dogs attacking her neighbor. Another big dog came and they just threw him on the floor and they were eating the guy. Police said two Rottweilers and a Wheaton Terrier mix attacked Craig Jones as he walked along East 4th Street around 9:30 p.m. Damn. Two Rottweilers by themselves. Then you throwing a terrier? Ooh-wee. Did anybody hear about this? In Italy, 8,000 turtle doves fall dead.
Yes, I did hear about that.
Thousands of dead turtle doves rain down on roofs and cars in an Italian town in the latest and a growing spate of mass animal deaths across the globe because they're poisoning the fucking sky.
Well, in the water, too,
because
the fish are dying, too.
Well, that's because they poisoned in the sky and the shit is just falling down. You got to imagine what the hell else is around that's going to be falling dead pretty quick, people. Yeah. Residents in Faenza describe the birds falling to the ground with strange blue stains on their beaks. The doves just started falling one by one, then in groups of 10s and 20s, because apparently they done ate some poison. I guess that would register to me, but I guess they don't.
Trying to make it look like it's something more than what it is.
And what it is. Last but not least, we end this in Sweden, people. Elderly men bloodied in snow shovel brawl. That's what I'm talking about. Fuck guns. Keep the fucking snow shovels out. We're going to have a bill. Right. Right. The two neighbors, one man in his 70s and the others in his 80s. God damn.
Oh, my
what
God.
What the fuck is y'all doing outside? Damn, yeah. Man. What the fuck is y'all doing outside? Disagreed on how to properly deal with removing the snow from the area around their home. As the two elderly men were unable to reach resolve their dispute amicably, the disagreement turned ever more heated, soon escalating to a full-out fight, with the men using their snow shovels as weapons. God damn, Grandpa.
I'm surprised he can hold a snow shovel.
You know? See ya. Old folks fighting it out. Well, that'll do it, people, for your Nutty News of the Day, brought to you part by NuttyNewsOfTheDay.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy and off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean the world. And we out. You know why?
I'm that bitch. Yeah, I'm that bitch. I'm that bitch.
I ain't no bitch. I ain't no bitch. No, man. I'm making days.
Peace out, people. Much love to you.
and put me close into his face, and he won't stop licking, say he love the way I taste. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
My booty, he paid for it, and now I'm impressed. The way he wind and dine.